Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior tennis star and captain at Hendrick Hudson High School, Paige Montgomery. Hi, Paige. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well, thank you, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
And also with us today is your coach, Bradley Fredman. Hi, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's take a look at where things are right now. So congratulations, you all, undefeated league champions there, Hendrick Hudson. So congrats, and what, the first time since like 2007, I think, that you all have gone undefeated, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so that's a big marker for you, especially in your senior year. So congratulations, and let's see, you won your final two matches, finishing with a 15-match winning streak, which you've extended to 16 now, into the league playoffs or the sectional playoffs. And according to the letter here, let's see, hold on a second, because the word epic came up twice. I just wanted to let you know that. So I'm going to reread a little bit of the nomination letter here for you. You can blush at any point if you'd like. So Paige ended the regular season with an absolute exclamation point, winning her final two matches and finishing with a 15-match winning streak for her undefeated league champion Hendrick Hudson team. She posted wins over Carmel and Yorktown, and her battle with Yorktown was of epic proportions. So there's the first use of the word epic for you. And down 1-0 with her team's league championship and undefeated season on the line, the match came down to a super tiebreaker. Paige, showing incredible determination, grit, and stamina, posted a 6-7, 6-3, 10-6 victory for her team. The match lasted over 2 hours, and second use was absolutely epic. So how did that feel? I mean, that's like kind of storybook ending kind of things there, you know? So what was that like?
It was absolutely surreal. I literally cried happy tears afterwards. it definitely went down as one of the biggest accomplishments in my life.
Oh, that's fantastic. And hey, the word epic came up twice, like I said. So obviously it was a pretty big accomplishment. So now, that first undefeated season, yes, top it all off. I mentioned just a moment ago that you won your first round match as well, a sectional tournament round against the number one player from Ardsley in another thriller, though the word epic didn't come up a third time, and extended your winning streak to 16. So tell me where the team stands right now. What is next in line for you? And for the audience, as you're listening, this is recorded on a Thursday morning. So I think you might have something between now and when the show airs on Sunday, but please just catch us up.
Yes. So ironically, we play Ardsley again in the first round of team sectionals. We will go there on Friday tomorrow, and we'll see if we can make it. I definitely think we have a very good shot. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see if it will be the same outcome for me and obviously a win for us.
Okay, and now where did you all finish last year, you know, when it comes to the expectations for this particular season?
I believe we tied the league with White Plains, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Which is a very, very tough match. Very.
All right, so then you're pretty much where you may have wanted to be expectation-wise. I mean, you're on a roll right now. So good for you all to get to eventually get to the top of that mountain. And I've noticed here, too, that it is not just tennis. And it's also lacrosse, where you were all section in grades 9, 10, and 11. Low HUD watch list, same grades. Low HUD all-star, grade 11. Over 100 career goals, over 200 career points. And that is still to come when it comes to your lacrosse season. So you're not quite done with possible storybook ending stuff. So good for you. You can't write this stuff any better, so keep rolling. Now, what are your expectations there when it comes to lacrosse?
So I actually, my eighth grade season, we won the section. It was probably one of the best feelings I've ever felt. I hope that with the season, we'll be able to get back there, especially for my senior season. I'm pretty determined. I really want it to happen. I also hope to break the school record of most points scored in a career, hoping to get to 260.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. I was going to note that those are, you know, I've talked to other, you know, other winners of this award who are lacrosse players. So those two milestones of yours of the 100 goals and 200 points, that's pretty big.
Yes.
Yes. So you do have that shot then. Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. Now, I also noticed that you are the captain of both squads, and everybody that wins this award, pretty much everybody that wins this award, is a captain of their respective teams. So talk to me about being a captain. I mean, do you feel any pressure there? Do you ever try to do a little bit too much because you're the captain?
I honestly don't feel a lot of pressure. I know that all of my teammates will look up to me. So I try to lead by good example. I always make sure that my teammates feel that they can come to me. Definitely for lacrosse, I will hold practices. And I don't know, I just like being there for my teammates. I've always have been there for my teammates. So I feel like with the title, without the title, like just being a supportive teammate, you just have to be. If you want to be part of a team, you have to be supportive. So
okay, well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's being a member of a family. That's sometimes even more important than what the results are when it comes to a team, is that family atmosphere that you build. And so you learned, obviously, from other captains and other leaders when you were younger. What is it that you maybe have gleaned from those years that you find yourself using now and you say to yourself, wow, this is exactly what, Tara told me 4 years ago or whatever it happens to be?
So what comes to mind is when I joined the varsity lacrosse team in seventh grade, I saw two different kinds of captains, one being fear me, I'm the best on the team, like don't talk to me, just fear me. And the other one being like, if you need a ride, text me. If you need extra help in school, ask me, I just want to be there for you. Like, I want to make sure that you feel welcome. So I've definitely obviously gone down that path rather than fear me, don't talk to me, like I'm the best.
And that is a good path to have taken. So good for you. And I'm sure Coach will reiterate the same thing once I turn to him. But one more question, though, that I always ask is, so this season, and let's talk about tennis. Yes. What kind of improvements have you seen in some of the younger players that you yourself are particularly proud of that maybe you might have had a hand in?
So the first week of preseason, we had a bunch of girls that had never even picked up a racket. And just kind of like working with them, you could definitely see like, wow, like they are beyond athletic. They are also multi-sport athletes. So we saw a lot of potential in them. And throughout the season, there were girls that picked up a racket a month ago that were playing at varsity matches. So I'm beyond proud of them. These are freshmen.
Oh, that's huge. That's absolutely huge. And yes, that's got to feel fantastic.
It really did. It was so amazing to watch.
So, Coach, talk to me here about Paige. I know before we started recording, you had already started to talk to me about Paige. But this is Paige's kind of a legacy when it comes to this this Montgomery clan, huh?
Yeah, I wish there was a few more. but leadership, and as you can hear just by talking to her, it just comes naturally for her. She's seen so many different realms of sports too, that you learn, you take things that worked and maybe you leave things that don't. And she's such a blend of she has two fabulous older sisters that were leaders of our tennis community for years as well, and her family is just phenomenal. So, when you get someone like this that shows up at that age, you have a pillar to build your program around. And, and she's really connected us to two different generations of Henhud tennis. And there's definitely a common thread with finding one of the trademarks of our team is having these multi-sport athletes that, maybe have our softball players or lacrosse players or, they ran track, but if you can find athletes like that, much like Paige, you can learn any sport. And something she was alluding to with seeing this just exponential growth out of girls that literally never picked up a racket before August 26th, and they're playing at the sectional tournament now. I mean, it's so rewarding, but like seeing her turn into the sort of the learned leader of our group, starting with as the little one that was, that's Leah and that's Brooke's sister. It's been such a beautiful journey, and her impact will be felt for just generations of Henhud tennis, I've no doubt.
No, that's fantastic, and for you, Coach. I'm sorry there isn't a fourth waiting in the wings.
Me too.
I'm Frankenberry, and you are listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior two sports star in tennis and lacrosse at Hendrick Hudson High School, Paige Montgomery. So, Paige, with this award comes the other half, the academic side, and also the things you do in the community and the things outside the classroom. Now, there wasn't a lot mentioned in the nomination letter when it came to your particular classwork, but tell me, when it comes to your classes, what is it that strikes your fancy? What is the class that you look to forward to the most, and maybe something that you might be considering down the road when you get to college?
Honestly, I don't have one specific class that I favor. I go into every class with a hardworking attitude. And all my teachers know, I will not accept a low scoring grade, which is something I am proud of. but going down the road later in my life, I actually want to be an elementary school teacher. I have been interning at the local elementary school where I have been kind of just a TA for the students. I've been with kindergarten, first and second. And honestly, working with them has just really solidified my passion for working with kids. I've worked with kids in the past. And it just gives me the warmest feeling seeing their smiles and all of that. So,
well, elementary school teacher sounds definitely sounds like something to consider. And I was going to ask you about that, because that is in your nomination letter that you, you know, you have done that internship and working with the kids. But it's not just that. It's also the coaching. It's the lacrosse and it's the tennis that you do. And you do with a lot of young kids. And that has to be pretty rewarding all in all to do that sort of thing, especially when you're thinking down the road, you know, I'd kind of like to do this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. And so let me ask you, too, about Coach had mentioned, I think, before we started recording also, that you're the founder and instructor Adaptive Tennis Clinics across Section 1. You founded the Adaptive Tennis Team for the first time in school's history. Now, talk to me about Adaptive Tennis, about this Adaptive Tennis Team. What exactly is it that you do? And I know there are special needs students involved as well.
Yes. So we've actually been doing clinics for a few years now, working towards the goal of becoming a Section 1 team. There's been a lot of people working along the way, but no one more than Coach Fredman. The work he does is truly so unbelievably amazing, and it's been so special to work alongside of him and be a part of this program. Also being able to see the happiness that tennis brings to these kids is just a reward in itself, and it's so... It makes showing up every day so, so unbelievably easy and fun.
And what about in the same vein here, the Special Olympics floor hockey? Because you seem to do the same there. Coach got a big smile there, by the way, when I mentioned Special Olympics floor hockey. Like, yes, he said, yes, thank you.
We have so much fun.
Yes, we hold tournaments where people, I'm pretty sure all over New York, come to the high school. And we just set up a tournament for them. And they are so happy. It is just so unbelievably amazing to experience and just witness how happy sports make these kids, adults, children, teenagers, is all of them.
I'm sure, too, that it does wonders for them that you may not even notice. I'm sure certain things that sports bring out, and just getting out there and being athletic and working in a team atmosphere brings out for some of these young kids. And that's even beyond measure. But again, you're seeing the result on the floor, which is just the happiness and the high fives and the hugs and the yells and the screams. And I'm sure that you being there cheering them on is absolutely huge for them.
Yes,
especially with the fact that, you know, I'm sure they're looking going, you know who that is, right? that's Paige Montgomery. You know who that is, right? So, but I mean, that's great, Paige. And obviously, again, that just goes to, you know, what you were thinking about when it comes to your future and what you might be thinking about for school. And Coach, you are nodding your head again when it comes to me asking Paige about this and the elementary school teacher and that kind of thing. So Why don't you talk to me about Paige one more time?
I mean, you know, the whole goal for this is just building inclusivity in our school community, and regardless of functionality level, typical kids, special needs kids, adults, whatever it is. We just want everyone to feel a part of a community. And she has been a trailblazer with providing just this environment and inclusivity no matter what we do. So like taking those hours of your life where you could be home doing something else and saying, what time are we meeting tomorrow? Can I help set up? Can I help clean up? Look at, I met this kid. I have a suggestion. This parent wanted to talk about some, just all the little things. Like I honestly do not have to show up. And I know if Paige is there that it's going to be the best, you know, most rewarding clinic that can be run. And now to see it come to fruition, to bring it to section one where we can, you know, take the sport that we love, and then chaperone a whole new, you know, era of athletes. And you know, see them find the love of something that has been so near and dear to us. You know, I grew up, my dad was a tennis coach too. He still plays 11 days a week. So just, you know, to spread the love of this sport, you know, just for everybody involved, from our coaches to our athletes, to our players, to our parents. It's all about building community here. And you know, she's the principal bricklayer in this.
Well, there you go. And it's working well. So now, Paige, I know, and this is usually a part where, again, a coach will kind of shake their head and give a little smirk. But if you have an opportunity at any point in your very, very busy Paige life, is there anything that you do just for yourself for just a moment, just to give yourself a little bit of a break? I move like I can't even think of anything. But I mean, yeah. Just like a hobby or something that just gives you a little bit of a breather.
Well, this is very familiar answer, but I love hanging out with my dog. He's my best friend, so I love to bake too. I love to color. I love going outside walking.
Okay, all right, well, that works. I mean, hey, look, you know, when I get a moment, I'm a big fan of just sitting down and doing some writing and hanging with my cats. So I'm all good there, and I understand definitely hanging with the dog. So, but listen, Paige, congratulations to you and to you and Coach. I know you're not done yet tennis-wise, so good luck for the rest of the season, please. I'm sure you all can do it, especially with you leading the way. And then when it gets here, eventually, good luck to you all in your senior year of lacrosse.
Thank you so much.
You seem to be starting out pretty well, by the way, when it comes to putting a nice finishing feather in your cap for your senior season. So keep it going with lacrosse, will you? I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And thank you so much again to Hendrick Hudson High School's Paige Montgomery for joining me today, and a well-deserved winner. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.